Portalondo. From Hermandades to Councils. Martín Pérez de Ercega was one of the most important feudal lords of the late Middle Ages in Guipúzcoa. His lineage was established in Hernani, and he did not hesitate to organize marriages of convenience to favor the power of his line of succession. He charged tithes and taxes for almost everything, took rents from forges, factories, fields. They ruled as tyrants or juntos, and in return they offered supposed security and protection to their subjects. They garnered a lot of power, controlling villages and valleys. Even the figure of the king was threatened. They came to protect criminals, favoring robbery and plunder in the so-called frontier of evildoers between the kingdoms of Navarre and Castile, with the aim of weakening the king's position. In this atmosphere of total instability, and with a population tired of abuses, the towns began to organize themselves into hermandades, until 1396, when the Hermandad de Guipúzcoa was created under the patronage of the Kingdom of Castile. In 1457, King Henry IV, after putting an end to these conflicts, the so-called War of the Bands, ordered the towers, the upper parts of the palaces or manor houses of the different families involved to be dismantled, thus losing their defensive elements, battlements, sentry boxes. Portalondo Echea, or Tower of the Gentiles, was one of those towers that was demolished, and Martín Pérez de Ercega, who was probably its owner, was one of those lords who, together with his troops, were deported and forced to fight in Andalusia against the Nasrid Kingdom of Granada. Years later, in 1460, they were pardoned and returned to Guipúzcoa. But nothing would ever be the same again. The hermandades and municipal and provincial institutions had created the seeds of a new form of self-legislation, which established a collective nobility. The provinces were thus considered to be noble lands, and their inhabitants free beings. In the following centuries, the fueros were consolidated, and institutions of provincial self-government were born, giving rise to the current historical territories.